First, I'm going to preface this by saying if you're a scammer, you're a piece of shit. Go fuck yourself. Welcome, and this is Far Betterment. Hello, everyone out there. This is Far Betterment. Today I'm joined by somebody who's been on way too often, my wife. I had people scheduled. I had backups scheduled to the backups. Everyone literally canceled at the very, very last minute. Couldn't have gotten any laster. But that's okay. Life happens and everything's fine. And it gives me a chance to have my wife on.
Oh. You're a dick.
I was going to say something nice about you, but then I was like, no. Nope, we spent all weekend arguing, so that was a good time.
Nah, not all weekend arguing.
I would say from Friday to yesterday.
We did not. That's an over-exaggeration.
Okay, well, it was a good arguing weekend. Sometimes you got to have those when you're married. Or one of you, it's usually me, gets real grumpy.
Yeah, you're always grumpy.
Doesn't want anyone to talk to him. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So that was our weekend.
Hope yours was better. I hope everyone else's was better.
Yeah, but if you don't fight, I feel like something's wrong with you. You're broken as a couple if you don't fight, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because if you don't argue and you can't figure out how to argue with each other, then you like pretend like you have no problems or act like you have no problems. Like we've done often with our friends. We've pretended we don't have any problems. But I feel like eventually one of you is going to become a serial killer. Or at least a spousal killer. Like you're at least going to kill your spouse because it's just going to build up. And then you're just going to go. Then you come out of the kitchen, cooking dinner one day, have a knife in your hand. And then before you know it, there's blood everywhere. And you're like, oh my God, how did this happen? I'm going to have to come up with the story. And then you tell them that, you know, you're sleepwalking and you don't remember it happened. You took NyQuil that night. Last thing you remember is cooking dinner. And then all of a sudden there's blood everywhere and you have no idea why.
This seems a little like you've thought this out.
No, it's the scenario that guy in Durham, what was his name? I don't remember. This just happened like 2 years ago where that guy said he took sleeping pills or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like strangled his wife and no one believed him because it seemed so stupid and ridiculous.
It was stabbing. It was lots of stabbing.
Was it a stabbing? Oh, that's right. It was like one of those, like you can tell it was a crime of passion kind of crimes.
I don't know, but it was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, moral of the story is you got to argue before that happens, I guess.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you scared now?
Some people, I guess, kind of.
Okay. I would not do well in jail if that makes you feel better.
I guess. But what if, like, some people just don't get like that? Like, I'm pretty mellow. I don't need to get angry.
Oh, you don't ever get mad, though? I've seen you get mad at the kids.
Well, yeah, I get mad sometimes, but I don't need, like, a whole weekend to be mad.
I know, but I feel like I never get mad until I do get mad, you know, like I feel like I'm happy. And then like, cause I'm just keeping stuff inside. And then I just need you guys to disappear for a weekend.
Oh, thanks.
Well, not like disappear, but like, just don't come into the office for all of the weekend.
Oh, okay.
And that only happens sometimes, not every time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, sometimes I just don't want to be around people.
I know you
don't. Not just you guys. I mean, like, everyone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah?
I'm not like that.
No.
I like being around people.
No, you don't. You like being out. You don't like being around anybody.
I like being around you and the children.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good for me.
I guess.
And then I like going out to places.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like it's because that's your way of dealing with things, is to just like ignore everything ever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. which makes me like someone who doesn't, I try not to ignore things. I try to just like deal with stuff for the most part. Like, yeah, I'll let stuff build up, but that's because I'm trying not to get in an argument, I guess. But for the most part, if we have problems or something, I try to like deal with them head on. Like, and I don't mean arguments. I mean like, I don't know, any problem where you're just like, no, it didn't happen. Never happened. Let's just pretend it didn't happen and then it'll disappear and go away.
Yeah, it usually does.
It doesn't. It never goes away. I end up dealing with it by myself and then you just end up thinking it went away because it got fixed.
Well,
for
not,
you.
Not problems with you. I'm saying like.
I'm saying everything.
Oh. What do you deal with that for me then?
I don't know. Bills.
Okay.
If someone talks bad about you.
What? Who's talking bad about me?
I don't know. I would deal with that though. I'm saying.
That's mean.
I don't know who's talking bad about you, but if they were, I would deal with it.
Well, thanks, I guess.
The kids, a lot of times, discipline. Lots of times it's me. I don't know, money. A lot of times it's me that deals with it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Okay. See this? Now you're going to pretend this didn't happen.
No, because I just. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's because when I was a kid, I saw everyone fighting all the time. So I just feel like I learned how to fight.
Your but family likes fighting?
They don't like to fight. I don't think anybody likes to fight, but I watched them do it very publicly. They didn't like, my family didn't hide stuff like that really. There were things that the kids weren't supposed to know. But for the most part, like if they were having an argument, like me and you argue in front of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But we had this talk like just a few weeks ago, you know, where I feel like if you don't argue in front of your kids, they don't see that you can argue and then get through it and then be fine. Like an argument's just an argument and then it's not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where if you don't fight in front of your kids, then they think that there are no problems. And then when a problem comes up, they're like, what the fuck is this? This has never happened before.
Well, yeah, that's why you and I have been raised differently, because my parents were more like that and your parents were, or your family was the other way.
Yeah, well, and you have that, though, where you're like, what? How are we supposed to deal with this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just pretend it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, let's just fix it now so that it's gone. For real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how to be comfortable the other way, I guess.
Okay.
Or I don't know, even.
Well, I guess, but puts a lot of pressure on everybody else, just saying.
I'm sorry. And I'll try to be better. And I'll try to be angry at you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. No one's angry at me ever.
Oh, that's not true.
Okay, when's the last time you've been angry at me?
I don't know. I haven't counted.
Oh, when's the last time?
I don't know. All the time. Just so I don't say it.
Oh, what are you angry about?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Oh, you just pretend it doesn't exist so it goes away?
Yes.
Well, okay. Remember when you took that test and it told us that you're a sociopath?
Oh, my God. First of all, that wasn't a test. It was a riddle.
Okay.
It said if you could find out the answer.
Okay. Ask the riddle. Let's see how many people here can figure it out. Don't give them the answer.
Oh, gosh. It was really simple.
Ah. That was good. Love water.
Okay. It was really simple.
It wasn't that simple.
It was simple.
It depends on how your mind works. It was either very simple or that would have never occurred to you.
Okay,
for you, it was very simple.
Ask it. That's not an actual test.
For you,
to see if you're
it
a sociopath.
Was so logical that you were just like, oh, yeah, of course. But when you told me the answer, I was like, I never would have thought of that.
No.
Because one of us is a sociopath. You, okay, fine. I said I thought of it, but didn't think that somebody would do that.
Well, it's a riddle. It's not an actual thing that happened.
It is. It's based on true life.
No, it's not.
Speaking of true life, do you remember? I read that article the other day that they caught Jack the Ripper
Oh, yeah.
Or didn't catch him, obviously. He's dead, long dead by now. But it was great. And I remember saying a couple weeks ago, you know what makes me sad, Robin? We'll never find out who Jack the Ripper is.
Andrew and I love true crime, so. Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Always looking at true crime stuff.
If you ever want to hear something like really good about true crime, even though they're one of them is a complete man hater, I still love this podcast, which man hater, what a weird thing. Sexist.
Okay.
Do you agree?
Kind of, yeah.
Because if I went around just hating women, people would be like, you're a sexist jerk. Anyway, men are always wrong, is what I'm saying.
Yep.
Okay, well, but anyway.
Should we end the podcast there?
Yeah.
On that note?
Yeah, sure. But the podcast is really good. It's called My Favorite Murder. I'm sure everybody's heard of it, or at least a lot of people. At least a lot of people who listen to podcasts have probably heard about My Favorite Murder. Because mm-hmm. it's like the number one comedy podcast mm-hmm. on iTunes and many other platforms.
Yeah, we like that one. Mm-hmm. It's about murder.
It is. It's literally that's
and this is
what
where we
about.
Heard the sociopath thing too.
Yep, that's where we heard the sociopath.
Okay.
Episode.
Let's see. How do I don't remember exactly how it goes.
Okay. Let
do
me,
you remember?
I'll try to find it, and okay. then you can just kind of say it, and then
no, you say it if you're finding it.
Oh man, yeah, but how are we gonna fill this time?
I'm gonna sing a song. I'm not.
Do not.
I'm not gonna sing a song.
We're gonna lose. Oh, here we go.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. A woman is at her mother's funeral when suddenly she sees a man so handsome, she instantly falls in love with her. What?
With him?
Nope. It says her.
Well, they wrote that.
Okay,
wrong.
We're gonna start over because they clearly wrote this wrong. A woman is at her mother's funeral when suddenly she sees a man so handsome, she instantly falls in love with him. Unfortunately, she never got a chance to talk to the man. The next day, the woman kills her sister. What was the motive?
Answer's very obvious.
Yeah, it is now that I read it. And this was written differently. So now that I read this version, very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could cut this out, but I regret this whole thing.
So maybe I'm not a sociopath. Maybe I'm just a better thinker than you.
Fine. I can deal with that.
All right.
You should think everything while I just sit there and let you solve all of everything.
Nah.
So that way I can just live.
Nah.
That way I could just be like a pet.
Mm.
And I'll just eat and sleep and poop and then you'll have to clean it up after me.
Gross.
That's what I want. That's my dream life.
Give me a story. Give me one of your favorite life stories.
My favorite life stories? Uh-huh. I don't have any.
What? You have any? Okay, what is one of your favorite memories of you and I?
Of us?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
God, you're such a dick.
I don't know. We've done a lot of cool stuff together, I feel.
Okay.
That one time we went to Disneyland. Or not to Disneyland, but when we went to, what was it, Rodeo? California.
Mm-hmm.
We both saw Rihanna.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty crazy. That was a good one. We were both standing there and we're just looking at all the expensive things we could never hope to afford.
Uh-huh.
And there's this lady looking at shoes and I look up at her and like just kind of smile and she just stared at me like, what the fuck are you looking at? And I was like, okay. But then I didn't think anything of it because we're on Rodeo. So I was like, whatever. She's just some rich lady who like, you know. And then you go up there and you're starting to look at stuff. And then you look up and you do the same thing. And she looks at you like all angrily also. And then they start talking in some foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both like just whatever. But I was further away. And as I was further away this time, I look at her and realized that's fucking Rihanna.
It was Rihanna.
Just shopping at Gucci or wherever. Oh, no, we were at Louis Vuitton.
Oh, yeah. And then I turn around and walk towards you and you go, Robin, that's Rihanna. And yeah. I was like, I know who it was.
Yeah, it was weird. Yep, that's a good memory. It's funny.
Yeah.
Because every time we've ever been around any athlete or celebrity, something very awkward has happened. So I try very hard not to talk to them. But I will say, when we went to Nashville last summer, was it
two
summers ago? We ran into a hotel in the.
We ran into a hotel.
we went inside of a hotel and we ended up just running into like the entire Pittsburgh Penguins because they were playing for the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And like Mario Lemieux and everybody was there. And I was so proud of myself because I didn't do anything awkward this time.
And I tried to take sneaky pictures as I was like walking by. And they
you
totally
were the awkward
knew.
One. Mario Lemieux totally knew that you're taking pictures of him because he stared right at you.
I didn't even get like, a good picture.
Yeah. But you could see him in the picture, like just staring at you like, I know what you're doing, lady. You're taking pictures.
It's so weird that we just randomly walked into that hotel and then the entire Pittsburgh Penguins were there. We walked into the
all at the bar, just sitting there.
We thought it looked cool, like because it had a 360 view up at top, and we're like, I wonder if you can go up there. So we walked in there, and then there they all were.
That was weird. And then we were just like sitting there, just taking pictures the whole time of the building. And then I noticed like I don't know, an analyst I had seen on TV walking through the lobby, and I was like, wait a second, I know that guy, and. And then I yelled at him and I said, sir, are you so-and-so?
You yelled at him?
Well, I said, sir.
From like across the way?
Yes, because he was walking by real fast. So in hindsight, what I did was awkward anyway. But yeah, he's really nice. Shook my hand. And that was the least awkward celebrity experience I've ever had.
Well, that's good. Good for you.
So good for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You read any good books lately?
Me?
Because you don't read.
Okay.
You hate reading.
I'm not a fan of sitting down reading a book.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, Aaron got me into, my cousin got me kind of started into this book about Hell's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And I was starting to read it. It was all right. But this guy, I don't remember his name. Maybe somebody out there knows the name of the, or knows this book. Let's see here. It's silence.
Should I sing?
The Life and Times of Sonny Barger. And this guy loves himself, I gotta say. He's reading this book, and he just like loves himself some Sonny Barger. He's talking about how cool they are, how tough they are. I'm already scared of the Hell's Angels. You don't need to tell me how tough you are. I'm already afraid.
I'm not scared of them.
You should be.
Why?
They're like the bicycle mafia, the motorcycle mafia.
Come at me.
Come at her, not at me.
Don't actually come at me. I'm good. I'm just not scared of you because I've never run into you.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, don't trifle with them.
Well, I mean, why are they going to come at me if I haven't done anything other than say come at me?
You just called them out on the air. Now they have to come at you.
Well, I mean.
Because they can't let some, like, little lady come at them and tell them to come at
them. Do they even exist still?
Yeah.
Where are they?
In fact, I just saw that some, like, Hell's Angel guy married some mafia daughter in Canada.
Well, where are they? I've never seen them.
Canada, apparently.
Oh, hey, Canada.
I'm sure they're here. I'm sure they're everywhere. I don't know where they have their chapters. I don't have a motorcycle gang.
We're going to make one?
We are. It's going to be called the New Rebels.
The New Rebels. Let's make our...
As soon as we get motorcycles, nobody take that name.
It's copywritten.
New Rebels. That's our motorcycle gang. There's going to be three members. Me, myself, and me again.
Oh, not I.
Oh, well, it's going to be me, you, Aaron. It's the kids, I guess. They want to join. The kids can be in it, but okay. They have to get tattoos.
Oh, I didn't know tattoos were in it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't planning on getting a tattoo. Can't
you
I just
can get a
patch?
A tattoo or a brand?
I'd rather get a brand, I think.
All right.
Can't I just get a patch, though?
No.
Oh.
You also get a patch, but it's also a tattoo.
Oh.
Because that way you can't leave. It's going to be there forever.
What if I want to leave, though?
Don't care.
Uh-oh.
I'll have to kill you.
Wow.
It's the only way to leave.
No. Then you're not leaving.
The only way to leave is to
dying.
Drive your motorcycle off of a cliff.
Oh, that's sad. No.
If you survive, you can leave.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe I won't join your motorcycle crew then.
It's fine. That means I can do whatever I want.
Okay.
Anyway, so what about your parents? Do you think that growing up that way is good or bad? Like, well, not good or bad, but like, does it, do you find more of an advantage to never having seen your parents argue or like deal with stuff like hard, I don't know, not hard things, I guess. I don't want to say they haven't dealt with hard things, hardships, but well, I don't know. How would you describe it?
Dealt, first of all, is how I would have said that.
Did I say dealed? Oh, God. Okay. Dealt with anything difficult.
Well, I don't know, because I'm very, like how we just said how I was. So I don't know if that's a nature versus nurture thing. Like, would I be like that if, even if I had parents that weren't like that? Or did I learn that?
I'm a
that?
Big believer in nurture, though.
So you think I learned that?
Well, if you look at our kids, don't you think that there's a lot of learned behaviors rather than just things they were born with?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why I think nurture has a lot more to do with nature. Sure, nature plays a big part, but I think it's more in like instinct and obviously appearance. But nurture, I think, like, I don't know, just immersion of your surroundings has a lot to do with like how you grow up or who you become when you're an adult. Also, because I took a lot of what my family did and decided what I wanted to be and what I didn't.
Yeah. Pick and choose.
Yeah. I believe a lot in choosing who you want to be or what you want to deal with. So that's why I'm asking, like, do you think, I don't know, there's an advantage to ignoring problems? Sometimes I think there might be, but.
Well, I guess it's also how you deal with stress too, because if you ignore problems, but you're a person who's very stressful, then probably not, because then it's just like always like stressing you out, I guess.
Yeah, but do you think you're stress-free?
I don't think I stress out very easily.
Really?
What?
You don't think you stress out easily?
No.
You don't think you do anything stressful at all?
Okay, I might have a tick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People who aren't stressed don't have ticks typically.
Well, yeah, but it's not, I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't say you're high strung, but I think you are a stressed out person at times.
I don't feel stressed.
I think you don't know what it feels like.
No, I feel like I know what it feels like because I know I've been stressed before, but I don't easily get stressed.
I feel like you've been anxious, but you haven't been stressed. Mm.
You think I've never been stressed?
No.
Ever?
Because okay. I think you're the kind of person that can sleep at night. No problems.
That doesn't mean that I'm stressed out.
I think it's a contributing factor, though, to people losing sleep or to people like it's constantly on your mind. You have like an ability to just push everything out of your mind. Like you can empty your head, I think, if you really wanted to.
Okay, thanks. Well, Lauren, you sure are an idiot. That's basically what you're saying.
No. How was that what you got out of it?
Seems like that's what you're saying.
No, what I said was you have the ability to go blank if you wanted to.
Because I'm a dumbass.
No, because you don't think about stress at all. You just empty it out. Okay. Name a stressful situation where you've been like stressed out or you're just like, Andrew will deal with it.
Okay. Never have I ever thought, Andrew will deal with it. You just deal with it for me. But I don't sit there and think, Andrew will deal with it.
Fine. Well, okay. Name a situation where you've actually been like stressed out and you're like, you can't deal with it.
I don't know if I can't deal with it. I've never been stressed out to the point where
then
I can't
you haven't put it out of your head until it's been solved.
I don't know, running late to something, I guess.
That is so minor.
Well, I know. But that like stresses me out, I guess.
Not having a baby. That's the one I would have thought of.
What?
Like giving birth. That seems, I'm so stressed out when you're giving birth. I'm just like a wreck the whole time.
But you're in so much like pain and like,
I guess.
Whatever. You don't even think about it. It's just, it has to be done. It's not really stress.
It doesn't
at that
have
point.
To be done. You just hold it in.
Well, like that lady in India.
Oh, yeah. And then you can have a petrified baby.
No, I don't want a petrified baby.
Why? You can polish it and make a ring out of it.
It's still the size of a baby.
It's a big ring. Good for you.
Why don't you like make it into a
Everybody
necklace.
Likes to show off their jewelry.
Like a charm.
Yeah.
That's real gross.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. I just feel like if... Like when you're having babies, I'm like a wreck. I'm a mess. I think you're going to die the whole time.
I might.
Yeah, you might.
I might die just walking across the street too, though.
Well, then I won't let you walk across the street anymore.
Okay, thanks.
My whole world is full of stressful and dangerous situations. It's all I think about all the time is what could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's funny. Like, I don't know. We were talking about this when one of our friends said I was a very positive person. Like, but okay, fine. I might be positive about, like, I don't know, life and, you know, how things go through cycles where things can be bad and then things get better or whatever. And that's coming from somebody with depression. But I'm constantly running scenarios through my head where somebody's going to get hurt or die or fall or injure themselves or anything all the time.
I do that.
I do all the time, constantly. Like the kids climb on the couch and I have to make sure that somebody's hand is behind them or just walking in the car, driving anywhere, you driving somewhere. Like all I'm thinking about all day long is how are you going to die?
Thanks.
Oh, you think I liked thinking about that stuff?
No.
No, it sucks. But I just like cannot get it out of my head. Especially after the car accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, after the car accident is when I got, like, very paranoid about you driving.
Well, I drive all the time.
Well, don't.
I can't.
Can't control anybody else's driving.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Someone could just come through an intersection again.
They could, you're right.
Yeah. That's why I have to drive all the time.
Because
it won't happen to me.
Oh, it won't.
Yeah. Knock on wood. So anyway, what else, what other topics do you have? This has only been 27 minutes.
I don't know. We didn't plan on this.
I know. Well, anyway, what is your favorite story about us?
So many stories.
Oh, God.
I think my favorite, though, or one of my favorites, was when we went on our road trip to Colorado 2 years ago, the same road trip you were talking about. And on the way back, we stopped in Waterloo at your family's house.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, we're going to cook a real big, nice, fancy dinner. And we're like, okay. And they cooked this huge dinner. And after we ate. Oh,
God. This is embarrassing.
Well, here's the first part. There's a pizza place in St. Louis, and I think there's some in Kansas. And
there happened to be one in Waterloo.
Which is right next to the St. Louis border.
Yeah.
Or the Missouri border.
And actually, now that you bring it up, I'm so excited to go back to Colorado.
I know.
Because we're definitely going to stop here.
And we used to hate emos, but last time we were there, we got into our hotel pretty late. And the only thing open still was emo. So we're like, oh, gosh, I guess we'll get emos. And we got it. And we realized that
we made a mistake, first of all.
Had made such a huge mistake. And emo's is the best pizza ever.
Yeah. If you go through, like, Eastern or Western Illinois or, well, Missouri. I don't know if it's in all of Missouri.
I don't know. If you're in the area,
go to emo's. And make sure your pizza's hot, though, because it actually makes a huge difference. And I think that was the difference is when we ate emo's the first time, cold. Tasted awful.
Well, not the first. I've always eaten emo's.
Okay. Well, me, when I had it the first time, it was cold and terrible. And I don't know, something about the cheese when it's cold, it just tastes awful. But then we got a very hot one, and this is the best pizza I've ever fucking had in my life.
Anyway, we were at their house.
Provel. Who would have thought?
And we ate this giant dinner. And after it was all done, we, you know, helped with the dishes or whatever. Andrew and I both looked at each other. And we knew what we had to do.
Go to Emo's.
So we snuck off. We told everyone, we're like, we'll be back. We have to go run to Walmart for something.
Yep.
And we
lied, though. We went to eat pizza.
We went and ate an entire large pizza right after our dinner.
Yep. And we ate it because we knew we couldn't bring it back.
Oh, and it was delicious. Not just because we had to.
It was.
We had to because it was delicious.
Even though we were already so full.
Like, we probably could have eaten another one, too.
Probably.
It was Clara. I was pregnant with Clara.
I wasn't pregnant.
That's why I was eating for two. That's my excuse.
I didn't have any babies. I just was liking it.
And then we had to go to Walmart after and
and buy stuff.
Yes, yeah, act like we went to Walmart. Yeah. We're like, we're back, guys.
Look at we
went to Walmart. No, we didn't buy Yahtzee.
Oh,
they had Yahtzee. They were playing Yahtzee when we came back.
Oh,
that's when we also discovered we loved Yahtzee.
Yeah,
but Andrew stopped playing Yahtzee with me. So
I just got sick of winning.
Never won.
That's what always happens. I win and then I just get bored because I mastered Yahtzee.
Oh, yeah.
A game of chance.
I don't think you can master Yahtzee.
I did.
Well, fancy.
Okay. So, if you could have any motorcycle.
If I could have any motorcycle.
What would you get?
Well, I don't look up motorcycles, so I'm not really sure. One that goes.
You hate motorcycles.
I don't hate them. I just don't know anything about them.
Fine. If I could get any motorcycle in the world,
uh-huh.
I would get a 2019 Honda CB650R.
Well, that sounds good.
Uh-huh. Or a Grom.
Why would you get those?
Looks good.
Okay.
Honda's reliable.
Oh, well, that's a good reason.
Anyway, off topic. What else we got going on?
I don't know. You have any other good memories of the two of us?
Good ones?
Uh-huh.
I don't know about good. I got memories.
Mm-hmm.
That day we signed divorce papers, that was a good day.
We never have done that, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I got good memories. I just don't know. It's hard to pick one. We've done so much stuff. Going to Avs games, that's always one of my favorite things to do. I really love to go into Avalanche games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we always go back to Colorado in the summer, and the Avs seem to miss the playoffs every year, except for last year. Except for years we're there. No, I guess we went. That was a fun time. And I've always felt like a dick for this, and I still do to this day. But my cousin told me they're giving away tickets on on the radio station. He's like, you should call. I've been trying to call.
Well,
in, so
not
I was like,
giving them away. You had to, like, answer questions. Yeah.
So I call. Get through.
Well, I got
you
through.
Got through.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we're both calling, you're the one that got through.
And I handed you the phone because she's like, are you ready to be on air? And I was like, not me.
No,
and
they didn't put me on air anyway.
Well,
so I was very happy they didn't put me on air. But anyway, maybe that's why they didn't, because they asked you, but they didn't ask me.
I don't know. I just handed you the phone.
Anyway, she asked me a question like, was the last team the Avs played in the playoffs or whatever. And I told her the Wings. And they're like, you're right. And then they gave me tickets. They're great seats. And we went to the Avs playoff game and we like had such a great time. It was so much fun. I took you instead of my cousin because I'm a dick.
Sorry, Aaron.
I should have taken Aaron because he's the one who told me about the contest. Uh-huh. But I did try to make up for it by buying tickets to the next game. But what I've always felt bad about is that the game me and you went to was like a 50-save shutout with an own goal. So it was like such a good game. And the next game, like I think they lost.
Oh, you took Aaron to the next one? I don't remember.
So that was cool. We went to two playoff games and I bought the tickets for the other ones too because I was like, I owe Aaron this. He got me those other ones. But... then me and Aaron got like real drunk and then we went home.
Oh, well, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was pregnant with Asher, right?
Yeah. So that's why you only drank like a few beers.
Okay. No.
I don't know if you were pregnant though.
No, I was because I had the pitcher.
You don't drink anyway, so.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't drinking.
Mm-hmm. You've never drank?
No.
Nope.
Not my thing.
Nope. But. Yeah, it was nice that you didn't drink because then I always had a designated driver.
Oh, thanks.
I would have designated driven you, but you don't drink. So it's only fair.
I guess.
It's only fair for one of us.
Whatever.
Well, whatever. How long? It's been a long time since I drank anyway. What? How many years now?
2.5 years.
3 in November.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long time without the devil's juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that time like for you? The drinking days. Is that a good time?
No, not really.
Oh, why?
It sucked.
Oh.
I don't know. It sucked, but it didn't suck because you could be sober too, and I don't know.
Well, what do you mean I could be sober?
Well, I mean, like, you weren't drunk from like morning to night.
Not every day.
You're mostly just drunk at night.
Mm-hmm.
Every night.
Yeah. Was that a good memory when we went to the concert and I was drunk?
No.
Oh.
You were very drunk.
Yeah. My eyes are crossed.
Oh my gosh. I have an iPhone, and in my iPhone, I have a picture of, I have tons of pictures in there. Cause I have all my pictures from like 2012, because that's when I first got an iPhone. And I just, every time I get a new iPhone, it just goes on to the next iPhone. But so I have like thousands of pictures on there. And, I have a picture of you and Asher from like a long time ago with googly eyes, like those like button things, and you put them on your, they're big, and you like covered your eyes with them.
Yeah.
And then I also have a picture of you from that night at the concert, and your eyes were like going different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And in my iPhone, it, you know how in iPhones it, or I don't know if all phones do this, but iPhones do it. It like finds people that look like the same. So like it will like put all the pictures of like you together or whatever.
Oh yeah, that's embarrassing.
It attached the googly eye picture to the googly eye picture. It said that they were the same person.
I'm really glad I don't drink anymore, because that whole night was pretty crazy. So we went to go see
Panic at the Disco and Weezer.
And I hate public events. Like, I hate crowds so much. Well, especially then, like really bad. I don't know if we have to tell them why, but anyway, I hate crowds. And so going to a concert is like my worst nightmare, because you're in a crowd of people. So I'm always looking where the exits are. And the only reason I went was because I had already bought these tickets, and
I wanted to go.
Yeah. I was willing to lose the money though, just so I didn't have to go be in this giant crowd. And, so Robin said that she would allow me to go drink, because I was like, okay, I'm not going unless I can have some beer before we go.
I don't even remember that, but yeah. I just remember we went to dinner first.
We went to dinner first.
And you ordered a pitcher of beer.
Okay, maybe you didn't let me, but I did it anyway. We ordered a pitcher of beer. This is awesome.
You ordered a pitcher of beer, not me.
I ordered a pitcher of beer by myself.
You couldn't order it without me being at the table, though.
Yeah. So this is embarrassing. This is what alcoholism does to you. So I ordered the pitcher, and she would not let me have it unless I got two glasses, because they said, you can't have a pitcher by yourself, sir. We're not allowed to let you have one by yourself. And I was like, okay, well, give me two glasses then. And then they asked you, like, are you going to have some? And I was like, yeah, she's going to have some. And then, so they brought my pitcher. I drank the entire fucking pitcher and like two more beers after that. So I'm already getting buzzed by the time we leave. I was a professional back then, so it took a lot to get me drunk. So then we go to Panic at the Disco. We're walking in. I see a beer stand on my left. I walk straight to the beer stand.
You got those margarita things.
Yep. And I found out there they let you have two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, and they were like $12 a piece.
You got four of them, two for you, two for me, which were actually just four for you.
Yes. And then I sent you back like another time to get two more. So I think I had like a few of those too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so by the end of the concert, I'm crying.
He was crying.
So drunk, I started to cry.
Yes.
And I was yelling that Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left, and I whipped it out in front of a crowd of people and started peeing in the middle of a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad I didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
And then we were driving home and I got very sick on the way home.
Yeah. And I had to
stop and I threw up in someone's yard.
Yep. A lot.
A lot.
For like 15 minutes. It was like a constant puke.
Oh, it seemed like it was very short. Well, so anyway, I threw up a lot apparently for 15 minutes. Then we got home. And the first thing I did was lay down and just go to sleep. I'm pretty sure.
You puked for a while longer.
Puked for a while, I guess. And then I had to
go pick up the boys at my parents' house.
Oh, I forgot the boys weren't at the house.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. That was a good idea not to take me.
Yeah, you're not well.
Yeah. So that's like one of the last times I drank, though.
Well, no. You said you were going to stop drinking, and you did stop drinking for like 3 weeks after that. Because the next day you said you thought you were going to die.
Oh, yeah. The next day I woke up with the worst hangover I've ever had. And I don't really get hungover because, like I said, I was a professional. I was really good at it. And so I would never get hungover. I was very good about hydrating. The next day, though, I woke up and I could feel my heart slowing down. I don't even know how to describe it. I just like felt so awful, shaky. I had the shakes real bad. I called my mom and I was like, hey, I think I might die today.
It's not funny.
I can't get a hold of Robin.
No, I so, was at work and I
know,
I was
that's
on the phone
I'm saying.
With you like most of the day, I think.
No.
Oh.
So I was like, I think I just need you to keep me like awake or whatever so I don't like go to sleep and not wake up. I was actually concerned I was going to die that day, though. Mm. I felt like my blood was molasses.
It probably was.
It was, well, yeah. Drinking's real bad for you. And when you're a professional drinker, like myself, for free, mind you, I did not get paid for that job.
Professional drinking?
Yes. So that's a shame. I feel like somebody should have sponsored me back then. Your blood feels like molasses. And you get shaky, real shaky. And by that point, I think I was already having tons of stomach problems because I pretty much chewed through the lining of my stomach. And remember, I was like in pain all the time, like every day.
Yeah.
So then I would be like, I would drink so I didn't have to hurt because everything hurt so bad. I just drank some alcohol.
Well, yeah, you stopped drinking for maybe a week or two after that.
You said 3 weeks.
Well, maybe 3 weeks.
I felt like it was shorter too, but I wanted to give myself credit.
Okay, maybe 3 weeks. I don't know. You stopped for
I honestly thought I only stopped for like a week.
Maybe a week.
Before I started.
Because I remember we went to the Mexican restaurant and you're like, I'm just going to have a beer.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought you were going to stop drinking.
Well, that was when I knew I really had a problem was that, because that was like a test for myself where I would go, I'm just going to have one. And then I'd get one. I'd be like, two's all right. I'd get two, and then I'd be like, well, I've already started, so I guess I'll just keep going. Then I'd get like one of those big margaritas and another beer and another beer and another beer, and then we'd go home and I'd fucking get more beer before we went home because I'm like, well, I already started. Might as well try tomorrow instead. It was like a diet that I could just never stick to.
Well, that's like me. That's my problem.
Well,
Start it again today, so. Let's see how well I stick to it this time.
Okay.
But no, because that was in probably like June that we went to that concert. And then you didn't stop drinking for sure until November, the end of November.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's a good way to calculate it.
What?
That I stopped in November. You know what really made me stop? Was that I told myself your birthday. I promised myself I'm not going to drink on Robin's birthday.
Mm.
And I did.
And then the next day you drank and we had a big fight that night.
Yeah.
And November 30th, hey, Tegan, it was the day you, was like the first day you were sober.
No, November 29th.
No, it wasn't. November 29th, you drank.
Fine. Whatever.
And November 30th was the first day you didn't drink and you haven't drank since November 29th.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's why I stopped because I knew I fucking promised myself I'm not going to drink today on Robin's birthday. And then I did anyway. A lot. I got real drunk on your birthday. And I remember thinking, what a dickhead. You're a fucking dickhead. You can't even control yourself. And then I still would have drank anyway, but then I promised Asher I wouldn't.
Well, I'm glad you stopped.
And that's the only reason I stopped.
Yeah. I'm glad you stopped as well.
Well, I think my body's glad too.
You feel better?
Yeah, but then I got diabetes, so that's fun. But the doctor told me that probably had it all along.
Because alcohol keeps your blood sugar low, right?
It didn't keep it low, but it was making me urinate enough and like vomit. And it would attach itself to like the sugars and it would filter it. So it kept my blood sugar low enough that I didn't technically have it yet. But then when I stopped drinking,
it was like a month and a half.
My body was like, fuck you, bitch, diabetes.
Yeah. It was like a month later that you got the diagnosis after you.
Yeah. And I honestly thought I was just going through withdrawals. So I was like, okay, let's go to the hospital. I don't feel right. Something's wrong. And then
you would still be going through withdrawals a month later?
I don't know. I've never been through withdrawals before, Robin. I have no idea.
Sorry. I haven't either. So.
But I know I had the shakes for a real long time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And they're like those awful kind where like they're inside of your body and you can't stop it. I hate that.
I don't know that either.
But I had the shakes for like a couple weeks at least. And then this night I felt the same way. Like I had the shakes and breathing really hard and like, and I just thought it was weird because at this point I'd lost a lot of weight. So I was like, fuck you.
Well, you start losing weight when you're still drinking, though.
Yeah.
But you lost like 100
because
pounds.
I stopped eating, too. I was pretty much just drinking. Mm. I didn't care about food as long as I could get beer. And then, so, I got sick, had the shakes, didn't feel well, like was nauseous, was like hyperventilating. I just felt wrong. I don't know. Just everything felt wrong.
It was New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. And, yeah, so I had just stopped drinking like a month before that.
And well, it was like probably like, so it was probably like 3 a.m. New Year's Day. And I remember we went to the hospital and they were like, have you been drinking? And you're like, no. They're like, are you sure it's New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're asking me if I was sure I wasn't drinking and I told them I quit.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I had to tell somebody the truth about like how much I had drank.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told them I just quit drinking. Yes, I have drank a lot. And they're like, well, good job for stopping. But
on the other hand, on the sad side of this,
you may have given yourself diabetes. And so
the alcohol caused diabetes?
Well, quitting. Like,
oh,
not gotcha. Quitting.
But doesn't alcohol have a lot quitting of sugar
was,
in it?
Yeah, it does. That's why I was like shocked that it like held it at bay, I guess, for so long. But she said, basically, the only reason that I didn't, like, die with blood sugar that high was because I was drinking alcohol, which seems really backwards to me because, yeah, beer, it has tons of sugar in it, but I guess it doesn't metabolize the same way as other sugars or something. Maybe because it attaches to your fat cells rather than...
They explained all this to us, but we don't remember because it was 2.5 years ago.
Because all I heard was diabetes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so having diabetes sucks, but it's not, I mean, for myself, I guess maybe this is me being positive, but it's not like the worst thing in the world because as long as you watch your diet and stuff,
like, I guess it depends on how far,
manageable. Yeah,
how far gone you've gone. And yeah. I'm sure type 1 diabetes is much different.
Oh, type 1 seems awful because that's not even your fault. I guess that's the other reason I don't think it's that bad is because I know I did it to myself. So it's like, you know,
doesn't
partially
also
genetic.
Kind of run into your family?
Yeah, but it's partially genetic, but I mean, it's mostly my fault for not being healthy and not watching myself and drinking so much. And, you know, I could have prevented it, but I didn't. And so I guess that's why I don't think it's that bad. It's just something I did to myself and now I have to live with it.
Yeah.
And yeah, as long as you watch your diet and take your medicine. And sometimes, I mean, I got to a point last year or the year before where, like, my blood sugar was so low. If I did take my medicine, it got way too low.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it's, like, real dangerous.
too low a blood sugar?
Yeah, because that's the kind of blood sugar that like sends you into comas and stuff. Too high can make you sick, but too low is like where people pass out and have seizures.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. So anyway, that's another memory. If anybody wanted to know that.
That you have diabetes, that when you got diabetes?
Mm-hmm, from alcoholism.
Anyway.
Hand in hand.
So don't drink, guys.
What's your worst memory, Robin?
What's my worst memory? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh. You've probably ignored it.
No, I know what my worst memories are. I just don't know if I want to talk about them.
Okay.
Just but between you and I or just in general?
Just in general.
Oh, I don't know.
Michael Jackson died?
Oh, that was sad. I liked Michael Jackson. I know people say he's a pedophile. And if he is, then I don't like him as much. But
as much?
I don't like him at all. I like his music still, I guess.
Oh, that's so hard to separate the two. Because, like, yeah, the music's so good, but if he did something like that, he's so awful.
Yeah.
And it's like, God, you asshole. You've ruined it for everybody. And it sucks even more because that was my first concert.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, ever. But
my first, do you know what my first concert was?
Justin Timberlake and Christina Aguilera.
Well, I was going to surprise you, but apparently I've told you before.
Lots of times.
I know I have.
Yeah, I do know your first concert.
Yeah.
What's your worst memory, though?
I don't know. That's a hard one.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
I know things, but I don't necessarily want to talk about them on this in public.
You know what's weird?
No.
It is when I think of like my worst memory, I think like, oh, it should be one of my like grandparents dying or like some tragedy. I can't even consider those my worst memories for some reason. I don't know why.
Then what is?
I have no idea.
Oh. I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Really don't know.
You have any more good stories about us?
No.
Why not?
All of our stories are terrible.
No.
I don't know. What other stories do you have?
I feel like I have more and I just can't think of any, so I'm trying to refresh my memory here.
Okay.
The first time we went kayaking?
That was the most amazing time ever.
We only went like not very far and we were laughing the whole time.
Yeah. Because we both thought we were going to die.
Yeah. And it was...
Even though we can both swim.
And we were in knee-high water.
And we were wearing life jackets.
No, you know what's a funny thing that happened? Or crazy? What?
When I flipped the kayak?
No.
Oh.
Last summer, our guardian angel.
Oh, that was pretty crazy.
That was a crazy story.
Yeah, so... Okay, you tell it.
Okay. We got a boat.
Had a boat.
We got a boat and it was one of those big actual boats, you know, a boaty boat.
Like a speedboat, but it was a cuddy cabin boat, so it was big.
Yes. And we took it to the lake.
So many mistakes.
And I was so nervous. And Andrew says, just get in the boat.
Just get in.
And I was like, okay. And he goes and he just pushes it into the water.
Like you're supposed to.
Yes. But I told you I didn't know how to drive a boat.
Neither did I.
Yes, but you weren't in the boat.
Okay, but
you weren't responsible for like driving.
Would you have rather driven the boat or pushed the boat into the lake?
Push the boat into the
with the car?
No.
So would you rather have been floating on a boat or lowering the boat into the water?
I don't know.
Because I wasn't about to have you drive my car into the water.
Yeah.
On accident, and then there goes our car and the boat. Bye.
Anyway, he just pushes me off. He's like, bye.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Send me off.
I didn't send you off. I pushed you out into the water gently, by the way.
And then you waved.
And then I got out. I did not wave. That's such a lie.
That's my memory is you waving bye to me.
What happened was,
and at this point, we had never even had the boat on the water. So I wasn't even 100% sure it was going to float. I was like, what happens if there's like a big hole in this thing? It just sinks.
Better you than me. If it would have sank, though, you were on the I don't remember, the dock or whatever it's called, where you push your boat in, the slip. You were on the boat slip, so it would have hit the cement and then just stopped there, and you still would have been above water. It wouldn't have mattered.
I was terrified. And he's trying to, he's like, okay, now just turn the boat on. And all, it's an older boat. And so all of the buttons were all rubbed off. He's like, just push the button that says this. I was like, there is no button that says that. None of these things have directions on them.
By the way, it did say trim on it.
It did not. And it was all rubbed off.
It was on the
throttle. They're all rubbed off.
You're such a liar. You just didn't read it in your panic.
Most of them were rubbed off. Maybe
not
I didn't.
The important ones that you needed. Those
should have been rubbed off.
Those legitimately said what they needed to
do. Those should have been rubbed off since they were most used, probably.
Okay, well, anyway, they weren't. It was there. And I said, push the trim and put the engine into the water. All you have to do is lower it. Push it down and you're like, where? You're just looking both directions like you always do in a panic.
And then I finally get it. And then every time I put the boat into go, it kept going.
Into go.
Kept making this horrible grinding noise.
Oh, because you were in between gears.
Yes. And I didn't know how to not be in between gears.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time I finally got it, I kept going, vroom, and it would kick back really hard.
Because you don't know finesse. You don't understand finesse at all.
It was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew's just standing there. And he wants me to come over and pull it all the way to the dock. And I can't even...
No, just come close to me so I can help.
Yes, but the way I was driving, I was just going to ram right into the dock.
And then you started going in circles.
I did go in circles.
And then I was just embarrassed because I'm like, oh my God. This woman can't even figure out how to go straight. And there's a steering wheel right there. And she can only figure out how to go left. So that was embarrassing.
It was so terrifying. But
so that's how we know that you're bad under pressure and I should always deal with major tragedies or problems in our lives.
But
because you're just a panic. You're just a giant panic button.
Yeah. Anyway, the point of the story is when we got there, this Mexican guy walked up and went, first of all, there was nobody at this lake. Luckily, we went on a weekday and there was nobody else there. And for some reason, this Hispanic guy walked up and there were 13 docks. And for some reason, he walked up and just stood on the dock that we were backing our boat into, which didn't make sense. And he was on the phone.
He sensed our panic and the danger.
I mean, he was probably just walking over to watch me and laugh at me. But this is before I was even panicking. This is when we first were just getting the boat unstrapped, I think.
Yep.
And then he, as I was out there, he turned to Andrew and just started speaking Spanish to Andrew, which Andrew is fluent in Spanish. But this guy, it was just so weird because he didn't know, Andrew knew Spanish. Andrew doesn't, I guess he kind of looks Hispanic, but.
Not really, though.
Yeah. I wouldn't just walk up to him and think he would just know Spanish.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then he helped us, pulled the boat over, and then we were out on the boat.
He tied it off for us too, yeah. Everything.
We were out there for probably an hour, and then we came back in. He helped us again. He was still on the dock.
Yep.
He helped us again. As soon as we got the boat onto the car, he was gone, never to be seen again. So I'm pretty sure.
He showed up when we put the boat back too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, yeah. And just randomly at the end, he was there.
No, he never left. He stayed there the whole time because I saw him while you were driving the boat.
Stayed there. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And then after we got the boat all back on and stuff, he just disappeared and we never saw him again.
Yeah, that was weird.
So I'm pretty sure he was a guardian angel.
Something.
Pretty positive. This is really weird.
Yeah, he even offered to watch the children for us.
Yeah, I said no.
But
just in case.
I didn't want kids to be
He might be a guardian
stolen,
angel, but just in case.
Just in case he wanted to take them to heaven that day, I said no.
That's creepy.
Yeah, well, he was an angel. I don't know what they do.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, he watched out for us, and he took our picture.
Oh, yeah, so that was weird. He's probably like, look at this idiot.
That's what I think. He took our picture so he could take it home to laugh with his other kid, with his children.
Or his wife.
Yeah, and so thank you, sir.
If you listen to this podcast.
Gracias.
Gracias.
like the white man says, gracias.
Oh.
But what a great guy. I like that guy. I'm going to call him Pancho. I don't know if that's your name, but
probably Jesse.
That was my grandpa's name. So thanks.
Grandpa's name was Poncho.
Well, his nickname. Oh, it's Francisco.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah. Who are daughters named after?
Kind of. Middle name.
Middle name. Frankie. My uncle, my grandpa, my grandma. She's got a lot of things going on.
Clara Rose Francine Ward.
Hmm. Now you all know.
Oh, shoot. I'm really bad at not doing that.
Well, she doesn't have anything going on.
I'm such an idiot.
Well, I mean, I guess people would probably guess her last name since my name's all over the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So, whatever.
Well, I don't have the same last name as you.
Buckles?
Yep, that's the one.
You're right. It doesn't matter. Everybody has your name. We get scammers calling for you all the time.
Oh, man.
We should tell that story.
These assholes.
Those, yeah. Oh, God. If you're, you know what? First, I'm going to preface this by saying if you're a scammer, you're a piece of shit. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, don't listen to this podcast.
You know what? Do listen. I want you to hear this part.
Oh, well, listen to this part and then stop listening.
You are fucking subhuman.
You know what? Keep listening because we need your listens.
You're a subhuman. And I just want you to know that if you call me, I'm going to fuck with you. Oh, I'm not just going to let you
get off
the hook. That's
our new thing is that anytime, because we get a ton of scam calls. I don't know.
You do. Oh, I guess I get those ones like.
The Hilton rewards or whatever.
Right. Yeah. But you get like. Like, those are just telemarketers. You get, like, legit scam calls, though, where people tell you you're going to jail if you don't pay them. I've never gotten one of those.
The last time somebody called, I was in a bad mood, and I answered the phone, and it was something they said, please wait on the line while we get, there was, I don't remember, they all, it's always like a automatic person, and then they put you on to somebody, and I was just in a bad mood. So he came on, he goes, I'm so sorry for making you wait, and I just went, how do I do this?
I don't know.
I said to
him, I wasn't here.
I know you weren't here. I was in a bad mood. And I told the guy, the devil is coming for you. And then he just went, and he hung up. Oh, well, they're fun to mess with.
The last time that someone called, also asking for you to scam you and try to get money, they told us that we owed them money for tax evasion, which is insanely ridiculous, and that it was some debt for... First, it was tax evasion, though. The second time, it was a credit card. It was both the same company, but I called... they called first, and then I called back. And they told us we owed, like, $4,000, and if we didn't, they were going to, like, send us a summons, or we're going to have to go to court and stuff in a few days. So... I decided to call them over and over and over. And I called so many times, this guy got angry with me and he started yelling at me and telling me he was going to take me to jail and like sue me.
And so you three-way called the police station.
Three-way called the police station.
And he was like, no, 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 we don't need to do this.
No, he said, go for it. Oh. Call them. And I was like, okay, hold on right there. Do you want me to three-way or you want me to call you back? And he goes, no, no, three-way, go ahead.
Yeah, but then because he didn't think you were going to do it. Uh-huh. But once you did it,
He was like, do we really need to do this? Yeah. I was like, yeah, you told me to three-way call the police. So I hate scammers. But so then for a week, I just called them over and over. Every single day I called just like nonstop.
The thing is these people called me like 2 years ago trying to do the same thing.
Well, it's different people, but the same exact scam, yeah.
I thought it was the same people because the guy has the same name.
It was different. It was even in a different city.
Well, seemed very similar.
It was very similar. And it was about the same, like, first tax evasion and then it was a credit card debt. The crazy thing, and I guess it must all be public information, but it was a credit card that we had at one point. But we closed that card a long time ago.
Yeah, And the thing is they have a lot of information about me. It's
not a lot.
They have a lot of public information about me.
They make you think that they have a lot of information.
Yeah, and it's scary.
Really what they have is your public name, your public address, your public... Like, all this stuff is available online. It's very easy to find.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But they make you think that they know exactly a
we're
lot
We're even easier to find, though, because we're business owners and our business is registered.
But... Yeah, they did that like 2 years ago. And at first we really freaked out 2 years ago because we were like, oh, yeah. This is real.
I called your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just laughed in the face of danger. He said, ha, 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 ha. Those are scammers. Hang up on them.
Oh, and the thing is we told these people, Andrew at first was faking like he was going to pay them.
So I could get their address.
Yeah. And so he said that he was robbing. That's the obviously the first thing that why we knew that they were fake because
they
believed
even know
that he
was Robin.
Yeah, they believed that Robin was a male, which Robin, it can be a boy's name, but if you have a credit card, they should probably have that information if you're a boy or a girl. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, Mr. Robin, I kept saying that.
And they couldn't give us any of our information. Like they wouldn't give us, you know, social. They wouldn't give us like anything. It's pretty ridiculous.
Well, they gave us the last four on my social.
Yeah, but that's also, if you pull up someone's credit card or credit report, like that's there.
Anyway, and then he finally was like, okay, I'm going to pay you. Obviously not actually going to pay him, but he was like, can I send you guys a check? And he goes, no, gift card only.
Yes, he wanted gift cards. He wanted me to fucking buy gift cards and then send him $4,000 in gift cards.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I was like, no, that's good. And then he said, well, you can pay on our website, but I can't give it to you unless you promise to pay. I was like, okay, I promise.
What he never gave it to you, did he?
No.
He never gave you, they refused to give the address either. It's late. He's not going to be there.
What time is it in California?
Not time that a business would be open.
I don't know. It's a scamming business.
You think scammers just work all day?
If I'm a scammer, I'm going to work all day. I don't know.
Anyway, we found pleasure in any time a...
Not currently set up to receive calls.
Aww.
Oh, Travis.
Dang, their number's disconnected.
Let me try the other one.
Oh, there's more than one. Okay.
Oh, Travis, come on.
I thought you guys were not scammers. You
God
lied
damn it,
to
Travis.
Us.
I finally called them too many times.
Oh, they lied to us. They were scammers after all, even though they said they weren't.
I know. Why would you change the number to your law firm that's collecting money from people? How am I supposed to pay you now?
Anyway, that's our new small pleasure in life is when one of those callers come in, we just mess with them.
I answer it every time because I like to scream into the phone when I get
it. Oh, yeah, we scream at the top of our lungs. Yeah.
Sometimes we let the kids do it.
So, you guys, if you're a scammer out there.
You better not call us because your ears are going to hurt or I'm going to call you back a lot. I'm not exaggerating. I called Travis back 113 times
in an hour.
In a row.
Yeah.
In a row, nonstop.
Which I think is probably bad of you to say.
I don't
care.
Travis, I have nothing better to do.
Yes, but you could probably get in trouble for that. But I mean, could you get in trouble because he's a scammer?
Go ahead.
So.
Go ahead, scammers. Call the police on me for calling you 113 times. Go ahead. Don't care.
We don't have much to do here, apparently.
Stupid scammers.
That was just in one day. In
anyway,
1 hour, probably.
Anyway, that's another story. So what else you got, Robin?
I don't know.
What else you got?
I don't know. I've been on the podcast so many times now. It's like, what else can we talk about? I mean, obviously a lot since we've been together for 13 years and there's lots of talk about. But
13 years.
When I'm just thrown into a podcast like this, I'm like, what do I say?
I don't know. What would you say? I still want to know your worst memories.
Well, I'll tell you after the podcast is off.
Or not.
Yeah. Well, you never told me your worst memory.
Well, I couldn't think of any. I really couldn't. So, I don't know.
Oh, well, I guess mine has to do with your drinking, I guess.
Okay. Well, I guess those were some bad memories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's why I can't think of any.
Well, that's probably true.
Well, all right. So, okay. What's a middle of the ground memory then?
What's an okay memory? I don't know. Every time I do a podcast, I have stuff written down. So I have like...
Well, you should have written stuff down.
I didn't know I was going to do this.
Well, you blew it.
You only told me while I was at the grocery store and then we came home and started it right away.
Well,
after I put the groceries away.
Well, I don't know. Do we count this as a far better half episode or just a run of the mill?
Just a run of the mill, I guess. All right. Sorry, guys, that you had to hear my voice again.
Sorry. Well, I feel like I need to talk about what my format is going to be going forward because I think I want to change things a little bit.
Okay, let's hear it.
I've been thinking about this for a few weeks. Had friends on, I've had strangers on, I've had, you know, people on who want to be on, I've had people on who might have wanted to be on, I don't know. And I just feel like there's no direction to it at all. Last week when I had Cassandra on, Cassandra Adams, that was the first time I really felt like this podcast had like some actual direction and a topic, and it was like really an interesting podcast, an interesting episode to me, where there is like a very clear path. So I'd like to change it and do a lot more stuff like that. And you know, I really don't want to always ask guests on. I enjoy doing the podcast that me and you just do together or that I do with my friends. And I've been trying not to repeat guests, but I've done it a few times and I always feel bad. But it's like, who cares if I repeat guests? You know?
Well, I've been on how many times now?
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to, like, this, selfishly enough, a lot of this is about me. This podcast is supposed to be fun for me.
Yeah.
And I should be able to talk to whoever I want to without feeling guilty. So I guess what I'm saying is, fuck you. No, I'm not saying that. That's messed up.
He's thinking it, though.
I'm not saying it or thinking it. What I'm saying is that, you know, I guess if it's interesting to you, then I'm glad and thank you for listening. If it's not interesting to you, then there are thousands of other podcasts.
But download it still.
But still download it. You don't have to listen to it, but keep the downloads coming. Because we just hit 2,000 downloads, so that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So keep doing that.
In just a couple months, so go us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Follow Far Betterment on Instagram. I always forget to say that. I try not to, though. But, yeah, no, I just want to...
And if there's any listeners out there that want to be on...
That is going to be my next thing, yeah. I want to have people on who want to be on. Like, if you have an interesting story, something that you don't feel like people have been able to hear about you or that you've been dying to tell or that you think is hilarious, reach out. I would love to have you on.
Yeah.
Anybody. That includes my friends who've already been on. You have a story to tell? Come on. Tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell it. We got some people listening.
Yeah.
We're getting some traction. Let's tell some stories.
Funny ones, sad ones, crazy ones. We take them all.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have a questionnaire and stuff, and I think I have the most fun when I go off of it. I think the podcasts are more interesting when you just tell your story and I get to ask you questions about it.
Oh, and I guess this has nothing to do with what you're talking about, but I just thought of it, so mm-hmm. Apologies. Remember the last episode of Far Better Halves with me and you?
Uh-huh.
That's what that is. And we talked about Elle.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And you made
us an update.
You made me write to her on air, live on air.
Lauren?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking again.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because you made me write to her live on air. Mm-hmm. And I did.
Yeah, you did.
And now we're talking again. Yep, and maybe so she'll be on, she said.
She's going to be on, I think. I'll definitely have Lauren on.
Should I be on that one too? And it'd be like a friendship and men?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Sorry for the idea.
Yeah. No.
Why?
Because I think I want to ask Lauren stuff without you around.
Oh, what? What are you asking her?
Well, you can sit in here, but I feel like, I don't know, it's better one-on-one. Because when I get you in a room with other people, it's just like completely off track.
Me being hilarious is what you mean?
Or not hilarious.
You know I'm funny.
You're funny sometimes.
Always.
Okay. I guess you're funny. You can be funny. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. This podcast is just going to go however I want it to go. There's no format. So don't worry about
it. Did you just say, let me talk about the new format? So the new format's no format?
The new format is no format. Oh, yeah, okay. That's it.
Good to
so
know.
I guess, okay, if I really want the new format, or if I really want to explain the new format, it is come prepared with a story. Something Please. That you think is your shiniest or least shining moment. Something that you think is something people should know about you or something important.
Interesting
something
about
interesting.
You.
Come prepared with a story, and that's what we're going to talk about. I'm not going to do questionnaires anymore. I'm not going to do any like preparation anymore. Just come with a story or something that you feel passionate about or something you want to talk about or something that you want to discuss. And
what
we'll
if somebody's on but doesn't have something like that? They just want a questionnaire though.
Everyone has a story.
I don't have a story.
Everyone has a story.
I feel like.
You are you kidding me? You can't stop telling things.
Oh.
So you have probably the most stories. You just literally can't quit.
Oh.
Yeah. No, but everybody's got something. Something that they think makes them who they are. Like something that they think is integral in the makeup of their DNA. Like everybody's got that. Everyone has like some defining moment in their life where they've decided like this is the path I'm going to take now because of this event. I don't believe that people don't have one. Mm. Maybe they just don't realize it yet.
Maybe.
But everyone's got a story. So
tell your stories,
so
guys.
So tell your story.
That should be your new catchphrase. Tell your story.
That's tell your story. Tell your fucking story. That's my catchphrase.
Okay.
Tell your fucking story. Okay? You're important. You need to be listened to. So tell me your fucking story.
Yep.
That's it.
Word.
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 I don't say that.
Me either. I said it right now, but yeah. Typically not.
You say it more than I do, that's for sure.
That's the only time I've ever said it, I guess. So. In that case, I guess.
Word.
Now we're even.
Well, anyway, so that's a new format. Just people telling me stories and entertaining me. Thanks. What a dick I am. But yeah, thank you for listening. If you want to reach out to be on, I've got a couple of people that have reached out so far, so they'll probably be coming up here soon. Then reach out. The easiest way is probably on Instagram, but you can also find us at on our website, farbetterment.com, or on email, farbetterment@gmail.com, or again, Instagram.
Which is why you didn't give the tag for that.
What?
I was really far away from the microwave. I was really far away from the microwave.
You're very far from the microwave right now.
The microphone.
What were you saying?
You didn't give the freaking...
the tag?
Yeah.
The username for Instagram? Uh-huh. I was about to.
Oh.
Or on Instagram, @farbetterment. That's it.
The end.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening.
Bye-bye.